I think all we can focus on right now is this week's game. Focus on Cleveland and what we have to do to beating a good football team this week. We can't look too far down the road. We just got to take them as they come. So the big thing for us, to me, in my opinion, is just focus on this week and we'll let everything else take care of itself.
And Coach Fisher said defensively Cleveland's stats were a bit misleading. When you look at that on tape, if you have so far, what do you guys have to do offensively to have success, you think?
I see a good defense. I see a defense that plays hard, that runs to the ball, guys that makes plays. What we're going to have to do offensively is just play our game. We're going to have to run the ball well, obviously. And then we're going to have to protect the passer and drop back and make the pitch and catch when we have to. So the big thing for us is just playing Rams offensive football.
How much more fun has it been the last couple of weeks blocking for Todd Gurley and watching him go for about 150 and really getting this running game going?
Oh, it's amazing. But it just shows you how much more we can progress. We've had, a little bit of success, but we know that there's still yards and still things out there that we've left out there. So the goal is to keep progressing, keep developing as an offensive unit, and see how high we can go.
When you look at the Browns, they've got guys 71, Danny Shelton on their defensive line. He's going to be kind of lined up sometimes and there's A gaps. When you have a guy that is that big and he's pretty athletic, what sort of techniques do you have to do in order to kind of combat him?
For me, I think it's more of a leverage game. You don't want to get into a battle with the strengths with him. You want to make sure you play with good leverage and technique for the most part with those bigger guys because, they are going to be hard to move. So you don't want to be trying to muscle a guy the whole game. So really just playing with leverage and good technique.
And then with communication, now I know you guys have Garrett Reynolds back in there as opposed to Rodgers. How much was the bye week, able to kind of help you guys get that communication?
Oh, it was great. It was great for us building chemistry with each other. One, obviously, we have guys that's moved around. But we haven't missed a beat. Obviously, we miss Roger, and we wish, he would still be with us. But, unfortunately, we got to keep the ball rolling. And Garrett's a guy who's played a lot and brings experience to the line, and we'll be fine. We'll just continue to work and continue to come together as one unit, and we'll be fine.